com. Well, Craig, I know that you like to stalk a younger generation.
Sometimes.
Of human beings. And, boy, we brought them right here in front of you, parading them in front of you, because we have special guests in the ODEC. We have a couple members of the broadcasting staff of the local college radio station, and I don't know your names, actually. I think your name is Amanda.
Yes.
And your name is T.C. Fleming, Jr.?
No, I have infinitely more talent than he does.
Whoa!
Shot
this early? We're not even to 7 o'clock yet. Listen to that show.
What's your name, young sir?
I am Sam.
I am Sam. That's creepy.
That's a little bit, yeah.
That's you know creepy. What? Sam reminded me. I had forgotten this. He joined us in studio 5 years ago on our Skateboard Man Roundtable.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we've talked to Sam before. I thought he looked familiar.
You still ride your skateboard everywhere you go?
Absolutely. It's parked out in the College Park Center garage right now.
Really? Did you chain it up at least?
Yeah, it's got a nice little master lock on it.
Uh-huh. Good.
Little three-pin tumbler. Real nice.
So, since we've talked to you, it's been 5 years.
Yes.
And you haven't had a haircut since.
No, not at all.
Good.
I'm going after your look, you know, homeless chic.
I know. It is homeless chic. It's domiciled challenge.
Yes.
So I go with. So do you guys work together? Amanda, do you work with Sam on a show, or are you both just independent broadcasters in the station?
Sam has a show. I'm just there. I'm the sports director. I kind of organize everybody, make sure we have all the broadcasters where they need to be, and do play-by-play for some of the sports here at UTA.
Okay. Now, George, you were a sports director at one point.
So was Craig.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are both sports directors for the college station?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
So tell us what your duties as sports director entail once again.
Most of all, it's just making sure everybody's in the
You've
right place.
You already answered that question.
She's going to be a scheduler. She's the leader of this whole thing.
She's our fearless leader.
Also in charge of like running our social media and everything, making sure we give updates. And
see, now that's different than you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have to do that. So you do play-by-play, though. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, who do you do play-by-play for? Which like women's volleyball or men's basketball? What do you do?
We do all this. Sports like basketball, men and women's, and then volleyball, baseball, and softball.
You've done play-by-play for all of those?
Yes.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That
That's
is
awesome.
Pretty cool.
It's a lot of fun.
That's kind of a rarity, the female play-by-play person in this business. You must look up to Pam Ward.
A little bit. And I think I was one of the first to do it at UTA, too, so it's kind of cool.
Good for you.
That's great.
So one day this place will be named after you, this great College Park Center we're in.
Hope so. That'd be pretty awesome.
A pioneering woman.
Is that what you want to do? You want to do play-by-play?
Or I would love that, especially for baseball. That's what my real passion is
really?
Baseball.
Okay.
Now, Sam's getting ticked because we haven't talked to him more.
Oh, yeah. No.
Back
she
to
has
Sam.
Infinitely more talent than I do. So she needs to
But you have infinitely more talent than TC, right?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I'm just trying to keep all this straight
Keep your flow chart going.
Uh-huh.
You need to write that down?
So Sam, has being on college radio, is it gotten you a lot of women, gotten you a lot of attention?
More than you can imagine.
Oh,
okay. That's a hollow claim.
Is that true, Amanda?
I think he's lying.
Yeah. He's wearing a Scarlet V right now on his shirt. I don't think he's seen woman inside his dorm room yet.
Are both of you about to get out of school?
I am. I'm graduating in May.
You think Sam's ever going to graduate?
I'm on that, like, six-year degree plan.
Yeah, he may be one of the super seniors here.
Yeah.
Well, Sam's 32. I don't
super
know if you guys
seniors.
Know this.
We were super seniors. That's okay.
There's nothing
wrong with that.
Yeah.
Took us a while.
Yeah.
Algebra, you know, foreign language. Mm-hmm. So what is campus life like these days? I'm sure it's a lot different than when we were on campus. Where do kids hang out? What's the big thing to do on campus? Is there a lot of drinking, or are they real strict in dorms, things like that?
It's pretty tame here for the most part. I did 2 years in Denton, so it's a little different up there than it is down here. But here it seems a little bit more buttoned down. It's a commuter school, so we don't have a lot of that. I mean, you have your fair amount. We've got Greek Row, so we all know what goes on over there. But as far as, you know, it's a pretty chill place. A lot of people are here just to get their degree and get out, kind of that express lane of colleges, which is great. You know, the University Center is always populated. There's always something to do, too. There's always great events and things like that. So it's a tame college, but it's a lot of fun at the same time.
Yeah, the great Bob Costas is here tonight.
Yes, he is.
Are you guys going to that?
Yes.
Are you going to get a chance to interview him?
I am. I'm going to be one of the people that gets to ask questions at the end at the event tonight.
Wow, that's great.
Okay.
Ask him if it's a rug. I think he's wearing a rug.
Well, we had to get our questions approved ahead of time, and we have to ask specific questions. So
Really?
Can't ask that.
All right, then just do the old fishing pole trick with a hook on the end of it. While he's talking, you just kind of catch the rug on the end of the hook and then lift it off as he's giving an answer.
What Sounds a big like a good plan.
Big day for you. You start off the day talking to me and you end it with Bob Costas. That's unbelievable.
He really
That's
sees like the a, world that way.
Yeah, it's like a really dream does. Day.
I mean, he really is an icon, so he should feel
Thank
that
you.
Way.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
Shut up, Sam.
Don't tell me what to do, Ja.
Now, where are you? attitude. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Fort Worth. Born in Fort Worth. I grew up in Azle, and I spent a couple years in Denton. I adopt Denton as my hometown, so we have that in common. Except, okay. You know, your hometown's Chicago, so that's how we go.
Man, Sam
is
just
a trash
both
talker.
Barrels.
Yeah.
Both barrels.
You're going to put up with that from him? Come
well,
on.
Well, you know, it's I'm on his turf, so.
I mean,
you
look,
know,
you're spending money on dogs and, you know, being beaten down by that, so I don't expect you to be able to come with the full double barrel here today.
Are
you
okay.
appalled at the conspicuous consumption that goes on in George's life, Sam?
It's a little concerning. I don't mind. You know, I kind of look to him as an idol to see him dropping so much money on just a simple canine. Is a little, I can't relate to that. You know,
no, very, I can't either. It's very I don't know what is that?
I feel can't like relate to a college student who really thinks he's arrived. Go back and forth here, you know. But you know, that's I'm just saying.
Here it starts.
That's a hard thing for me to relate to. But I don't know.
I mean, it hurts maybe others can. Mirror and see your replacement. I know how that feels.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, he's
well, you know, you're right, it. Sam. You're right. 21 straight years in morning radio. That happens all the time.
Oh my
you know?
Gosh!
It really does on a top rated show station.
let me cut the tension.
It's an easy thing you do. You just fall into it, and it just happens. So,
let me cut the tension by talking to Amanda.
Okay.
So how young were you when you decided you wanted to get into sports broadcasting?
I was probably 16, 17 when I was deciding what I wanted to do in college, and I really had no idea. And my dad asked me one night, like, well, what's a job that you would like to do? And I was watching a Ranger game, and I was like, I want to do, like, what Emily Jones does, getting to interview players, sit there beside the field during games. And so he's like, well, why don't you major in broadcasting? So that's how I got started doing
that. Heck of an idea.
And that was it. Have you met Emily?
I've seen her at Ranger games. I've never actually met her, though.
You know what? We know Emily.
Yeah, we could broker
we
that.
We can set that up for you. Wouldn't you like to meet the person that got you into broadcasting?
That would be fun.
Okay.
Or do you think that Emily's ducking you because she looks in her rearview mirror and sees you?
That would be Sam's theory.
Yeah, that's what Sam would say.
It's absolutely
true. Yeah.
Jeez. Well, that's
you
cool.
You take that from him, George?
I didn't.
On.
I just returned fire.
Oh, okay. I mean, you missed, but it's still.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Okay. What's the frequency for UTA Radio?
UTARadio.com. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay. So it's it's real easy to tune into, I guess.
Hey, we don't have a lot of money like you do, Giorgio. You know, y'all buying dogs and giant mansions and gold F-150s. We got to spend our money on real
things. It's silver.
I mean.
The lab and the pickup are silver.
Oh, is it platinum?
Yeah.
That's even more expensive.
No, that's what Gordo rides around in.
No, I saw a beaten-down Oldsmobile out there. I'm
that's
pretty sure
me.
I thought so.
That's me. That's right. I'm common man.
Yeah,
Sam.
Gordo's
really
common.
I can relate to you.
I can. You can relate to me.
I can.
Because I basically still live like a college student. A lot of mattresses on the floor kind of living for me.
It's a good way to live. It's a real
I know, it
salt
is real.
Of the earth way to
salt
live.
Salt of the earth, down low to the ground, the way I believe that Jesus travels.
Yes. Jesus and biscuits. That's the way I live my life.
Uh-huh. That's right. Jeez. Well, Sam, what is your show? Do you do like a music show? Or are you sports talk? Or
no, we do sports talk. 7 to 9 on Wednesday nights. You can check out the past. My co-host is still asleep, so he doesn't have the dedication that I do.
What's his name?
His name is Parker.
Parker?
Yes.
Parker. The Sam and Parker show. Well, what do you call the show?
We call it the past. Parker and Sam Sportsing.
Okay. The past.
Yes. Sportsing.
Yes.
So that's kind of a bad radio type naming.
A little bit, yeah. There's
there.
A lot of bad radio influence in that. You know, not going to lie to you.
Mm. Well, which one of you asks really long questions and is kind of the sports authority?
Usually me. It's usually, you know, I like to hear myself talk.
Parker's
I don't know
more of the shtick guy?
I mean, he's got some stick to him. You know, he loves, like, golf and things like that. So he's kind of more, he's kind of like a fuse of Norm and Bob in a very weird way.
Oh, so he's not really the wake and bake of the show, like.
Like you
not that I'm aware
like
of.
Like Dan would
I mean, we go on at 7, so I don't really know what he does. I'm not his dad, so
right.
I don't know what he does
yeah,
throughout
Craig.
The day.
He's not his dad. Stop accusing
Quit
him of being that guy's
Sam's
dad.
Quit taking Sam's position
what?
On everything.
Look, the Hail Keith ticket is what will bring America out of the recession in 16.
Thank you.
I think we're out of the recession.
I mean, maybe you
are.
I mean, I'm not. I'm still struggling on nothing but lower
yeah,
level
he's,
jobs.
He's buying expensive dogs and all that, driving around in a gold vehicle.
Were either of you in a fraternity, or are you, or a sorority?
No.
No.
Is there an SAE chapter here?
I don't think so, is
yeah,
it?
I don't
because
think there is.
No, Craig would like not. To have a sing-along.
No. No. I just thought not. That might be a big story here on campus.
I don't think there is.
How much does campus radio pay? Do you guys get like an hourly wage?
I do as the director. All the other directors do. None of the broadcasters
face, Sam,
do, though.
Face.
Well, you know, as long as we're here, I'll go ahead and I'll break some news on the air. Starting in May, I will actually be taking over the station manager position of this. I'm breaking news on your show. You're very welcome.
Wow.
So yeah. You'll get paid.
I'll get paid very little. Yes.
You're going to be the station manager?
Yes. That reassure you that I'll be essentially managing a large group of people, George? Does that make you feel good?
That's great. Well, I don't see why you wouldn't. I mean, superstar like you, why wouldn't you be the manager?
You're going toe-to-toe with the jaw. I mean, this is pretty big.
Maybe Bob Costas wants to come. This is
the roughest handing over of the torch I've ever seen.
Ever.
Costas is going to come in and call it, and we'll get some judges in here. You know, we'll get it scored.
A little like Ali Frazier. Two or three. I can't remember.
Yeah,
one
can't
of those
remember.
Two.
Yeah.
All right, well, we thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, for waking up early. Amanda, are you look a little shell-shocked about what just happened here. You okay?
Sorry, Amanda.
Oh, that's fun.
You need fluids or anything? I mean, what do you need to wake yourself up?
I just need to finish my coffee. That's what I need, and I'll
All
be
right,
okay.
Fair
okay.
enough.
Good luck with Bob Costas tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, what's your first question that you got approved?
I think it's just asking about the challenges of covering a multitude of different sports.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I get to ask.
Hey, you know what? He had pink eye during the Olympics. You could ask him about that.
See, we're also going to a masterclass thing this afternoon, though. A bunch of us are going in there for like a more personal setting, and we get to ask any questions we want. So maybe then.
Yeah, because that was a big deal. You know, he had to take a couple nights off. This is the Olympics. And then that fake Twitter account popped up. Bob Costas left